You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers Monday edition rapid react episode from the regular season finale. Got a bunch of game notes from what happened on the field Sunday. We've got some game balls from that 49ers loss to the Seattle Seahawks. And we now know where exactly the 49ers will be drafting in the 2021 NFL Draft. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. The regular season is over. No postseason for the 49ers this year. After the game, let's start with this. Kyle Shanahan summed up how he's feeling right now. Probably a lot like 49ers fans, kind of glad the season is over, looking forward to a way to get better during the offseason.
No, I'm very happy the season's over. We've been, you know, once we're eliminated from the playoffs, you know, we're ready to move on a little bit and get to next year. But we had to finish it. And I was real proud of the guys today. I thought those guys competed their ass off in all aspects. Told them to hold their heads high. I didn't think it wasn't a moral victory or anything because I believe we should have won the game. There's a couple plays that we just needed to make at the end that we didn't, and they did, and they were able to pull that off. So that was disappointing, but I'm so proud of our guys that they gave all they could and every opportunity that they had, and I'm excited this year's over, and now it's time to figure out how to improve us.
Pretty well summed up there by the coach following the 26-23 loss to the Seattle Seahawks in week 17. The Packers and Saints both won those, so the Seahawks still are the third seed in the NFC. The Packers earned that by next week. The Seahawks will have to play, although as a division winner, they will be hosting a playoff game against, oddly enough, for the third time this season, they'll be playing NFC West rival Los Angeles Rams. And in part, thanks to the 49ers beating them last week, the Arizona Cardinals did not make the playoffs this year. It was the Chicago Bears that got in, that won the tiebreaker over Arizona based on win percentage in common games, with the Cardinals falling to the Rams Sunday. So as Kyle Shanahan mentioned, it's improvement time for the 49ers. How do they get better from here until week one in 2021? Well, partly by letting these injured guys rest and be healthy. That's the number one thing. But some big decisions to come when it comes to the NFL draft at the quarterback position, some other key positions with a whole bunch of players hitting free agency for the 49ers and a dwindling salary cap. So we will get into all of that stuff as the offseason continues for the San Francisco 49ers tomorrow and beyond. And I'll still be with you daily here on the Locked On 49ers podcast as we do, getting knee deep and really elbow and neck deep into the 49ers offseason and NFL draft evaluations. There will be a ton of that to come here on the podcast. But let's finish up the game notes from the regular season finale Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. And as we do, we always start with the quarterback position in the 49ers passing game on offense. So fast forward to the second drive of the game. C.J. Beathard finds Kendrick Bourne on 3rd and 3. Nice little first down conversion. A comeback at the sticks, which would be the only one of the first quarter. Although the 49ers offense would heat up at some point. Sadly, only to cool down again. Another 3rd and 3, a few plays later. Beathard, under pressure, bounces one to Richie James. And there's another comeback at the sticks, this time not connecting, and that would be a punt. 1 for 4 on third downs in the first quarter was the 49ers offense. In the second quarter, Beathard takes a lick, kind of giving a lick as well, lowering his head with former teammate DJ Reed on a second down scramble after gaining 7 yards at the sideline. More rushing yards than passing yards at that point in the game in the second quarter for C.J. Beathard. Third down sack, the 49ers would again punt. Still no score in this game. Kittle's 2nd and 3rd catches of the game. One of them was reminiscent of when Kittle got hurt. I think it was on a Jimmy Garoppolo throw behind the line of scrimmage, and he kind of has to hold up for it, and the defender gets to him and bears down on him right as he's catching the ball. He had 3 catches for -1 receiving yards at one point in the second quarter. Then Beathard bombs one to Richie James on the post route, 45 yards. Nice throw, nice route, nice catch, and San Francisco shows some semblance of an offense after gaining only 20 yards prior to that one play, so they more than doubled their offensive output with that Beathard to Richie James bomb. James with a short split on the right side at wide receiver, widens out the route, then takes it back to the seam. Just beyond the outstretched arms of the defensive back, another note on that play, Shanahan was giving a little bit of help to both of his offensive tackles, something he wouldn't do later in the game when Beathard would get strip sacked, but helping out both tackles, both McGlinchey and School, who was playing for Trent Williams, who was put on IR to end the season. Using tight ends to help give Beathard a little bit more time for the deep throw, which I think was smart on Shanahan's part, given what's going on with the 49ers offensive line right now. First down throw to Kittle before the drive stalls out in the red zone, and Tristan Vizcaino would trot out for his first field goal attempt, which would be good for 36 yards, 6-3 Seattle at that point, the battle of field goals. Moving on to the second half, third quarter, first drive of the second half, a roughing penalty on Seattle, which was kind of ticky-tack, didn't love it, but it keeps the drive alive for San Francisco to start the half. Beathard to Kittle for 9 yards, first down near midfield. Beathard incomplete to Kittle deep down the middle, but the big thing with that play is that, and this happened multiple times, where Beathard could have had pretty easy touchdowns, but he didn't see the wide-open player in the end zone. This time it was Ross Dwelly running free on the opposite hash of where he threw it to Kittle for an easy score, completely uncovered. Third and 14 was a dump off to McKinnon. Vizcaino again enters, this time a 47-yard field goal right down the middle. And Vizcaino can kick a little bit, right? Straight and true. Nice foot-to-ball contact. That would be a 6-6 tie in the second half. Kittle with a fantastic catch, 41 yards after a nice River Craycraft punt return, instant red zone possession for the 49ers. Beathard throws for Bourne, but had Kittle again wide open, crossing in the back of the end zone. Didn't see him. Set up a third and goal. Good coverage. CJ had to hold on the ball and would be sacked. Tristan Vizcaino this time nails a 33-yard field goal, giving the 49ers their first lead of the day, 9-6. After a couple of unfruitful runs on the 49ers' next possession late in the third quarter, Beathard to Bourne on a quick out from the slot, catch and run for 26 yards. Niners are in business across midfield. Fourth and three from around the 35-ish yard line. Kyle Shanahan doesn't want to go with the long field goal attempt for his young kicker in Tristan Vizcaino, so he decides to go for it. Beathard buys time. One of Beathard's, I think, best plays of this game, aside from the 45-yarder to Richie James. Beathard buying time with his feet rolling left out of the pocket, gives Bourne time to uncover, and he would throw to Bourne running left. Bourne gets his feet in for the first down. So nice play there by Beathard, creating outside of structure and getting on the move a little bit. And that would lead to a Jeff Wilson touchdown run. More on Wilson's day in the 49ers run game in just a minute. CJ Beathard had an opportunity to bring the 49ers back. Late fourth quarter, Niners down 19-16, 2 minutes and 23 seconds left. 49ers get the ball. CJ Beathard time. This is his time. This might be the last opportunity he has to make a really big statement that he belongs in the NFL. First of all, belongs in the 49ers' long-term plans as a backup quarterback. 2:20 to play, down 3 points. And after one incomplete pass, second down, strip sack, and that was pretty much that. Benson Mayoa gets by Justin School for his second sack of the game. But more importantly, Seattle recovers the fumble. Beathard could have felt pressure, could have stepped up in the pocket, didn't, kind of statue back there in the pocket as he brings his arm back to throw. Ball gets knocked away. Seattle recovers and then now have the ball on a short field, and they would go down and score. Now down 10, the 49ers get the ball back. Not too much later, 1:49 to go at this point with two timeouts still in the game. Need a quick touchdown and an onside kick. Seattle playing extremely soft at this point, allowing San Francisco to sort of throw underneath and really move down the field quicker than they should have allowed them, probably. Hitting Bourne multiple times. Beathard hits Wilson on a quick out after he motioned to the slot for a touchdown with 23 seconds left in the game. 26-23 Seattle at that point. Onside kick. Opportunity for the 49ers to try to get it back, get a little bit closer for another Vizcaino field goal to at least tie the game. But the onside kick was recovered by former 49ers linebacker and current Seahawks special team ace Nick Ballore. And that would be the ball game. So an unfortunate day for the 49ers offense, which did somewhat get going, and there were times when it was completely inept. And that is what happens when you have your third string quarterback and backup offensive lineman and backup wide receivers. And it was just a rough day, and I think Kyle Shanahan did a pretty good job even to get the 49ers at that point. And C.J. Beathard, you know, managed the game okay, and it didn't put the team on his shoulders again like last week. But the difference between this week and last week is he had the costly turnover, the strip sack, and it really killed the 49ers because you just don't have that margin for error when you're not putting up a bunch of points and you're not dynamic offensively. You can't make mistakes on top of it. And we saw it all season long with Nick Mullins, and we saw, you know, just that turnover that killed him. And there were turnovers last week for the 49ers. In fact, it was another strip sack. Didn't hurt the Niners in that game. Definitely hurt them in this one in the fourth quarter. Okay, let's talk 49ers run game. Let's talk 49ers defense against Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks offense. Give out some game balls and talk about where the 49ers are drafting now in April of 2021. Coming up, Locked On 49ers. Now that we know what those tasty playoff matchups are going to be in the NFL in the Super Wild Card Week, which is still a weird term that I'm trying to get used to. It's not just Wild Card Week. Now they got Super Wild Card Week, then Wild Card Week. I think those should be reversed maybe. But anyway, you can get in on the action, all the action, playoffs along, Super Bowl props, where a coach is going to land, prop bets, NFL draft props at betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. Not only NFL playoff games, we've got college football bowl games, national championship game coming up. NBA's in full swing now. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code Locked On to receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. That's promo code Locked On at betonline.ag. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. I don't have a ton of notes on the 49ers run game from this one. Even though they ran the ball quite a few times, there was just not a lot of happening with the 49ers run game. It looked good from the very first snap. Wilson picking up where he left off last week on his first carry, a 6-yard run, getting things going, bringing that thump that he brings, and there was a nice little hole for him there. Going with a Kyle Juszczyk fullback dive later on that drive on a 3rd-and-1. Juice, though, was stopped short. By the way, that's the Nick Winkler special, the fullback dive, which is his best play when Winkler was a player and a fullback back in the day. So he, I'm sure, was a big fan of the fullback dive. I was less of a fan of the fullback dive there, but that drive would end in a 49ers punt. And Wilson's day was basically, you know, he was having trouble getting much going at all early. Got a little bit more later, did score 2 touchdowns, but there were so many runs where it was like 0 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, 0 yards, and then it'd be like a 7. And then it'd be like, again, back to 0, 1, 3. And I think maybe he might have only had 4 runs in the entire game that were over 4 yards. The very first run of the game, which was 6 yards, he had a 7-yard run a little bit later in the first half. In the third quarter, he had an 18-yard run, and he had the touchdown run. So he had 4. I think he had 4 runs over 3 yards in the entire game. Did have the touchdown reception, too. But that was a nice 18-yard run, by the way, in the third quarter of that game. 26 yards in the first half, and over half of those were on 2 carries. But it did get going a little bit better in the third quarter. Things sort of stagnated again for the 49ers offense in the fourth quarter. But in that fourth quarter, shotgun formation, split backs, Juice on one side of Beathard, Wilson on the other side of Beathard from the 7-yard line, zone read handoff to Jeff Wilson up the middle. Beathard carried the keeper fake out to the right, and really a nice hole. And I'm not sure if anybody really got much of a hand on Wilson on that touchdown run, which put the 49ers up 16-6 at that point. And that was when the 49ers was like, okay, are the Niners going to knock off the Seahawks? Robert Saleh's defense holding them to 6 points. It was in the fourth quarter. Obviously, that was not to be, but that was a nice little run there. A nice play finishing off an 11-play, 73-yard drive for the 49ers after a pathetic start, really. San Francisco scoring on 4 straight drives at that point. Wilson took a shot from Quandre Diggs, by the way, in the fourth quarter, and then got up and acted like he's the one that hit Diggs. Like he enjoyed the hit more than his touchdown run, I'm pretty sure. And that's just the mentality that Wilson plays with and the way he runs. That's why it's really fun to watch him play. And I think he's such a perfect complement to the way Raheem Mostert runs and the way he plays. So I kind of like that tandem going forward for the 49ers if they can stay healthy and stay on the field together. Wilson did have a bad drop out of the backfield, though, after I touted how good of a receiver he's been out of the backfield. It was not on a Texas route, though, because he's undefeated, as we know, on the Texas route. Anyway, though, for Wilson, who did have the touchdown reception as well late in that game, ended up with 20 carries for 76 yards, 3.8 yards per carry, and one touchdown on the ground, and then three more catches for 12 yards in the touchdown reception. So a pretty good day overall for, I mean, you're going to take that all day on your fantasy football team, right? Two touchdowns, but it was only 3.8 yards per carry, even though they kept feeding them and kept feeding them, and the game was close enough for most of it where the 49ers could still just try to grind it out, kick a few field goals, and maybe win that game. It wasn't the case, but Wilson had a pretty nice showing despite, obviously, that Seahawks defense probably not too worried about the guys on the side and really clogging the middle and doing a pretty good job against the run most of the day against the 49ers offense and Jeff Wilson. That gives us a little bit of time to talk about the 49ers defense and what a phenomenal job the defense has done despite missing so many players all season long. And they've found a way and they've played hard. And I agree with Kyle Shanahan when he says they've been playing their asses off, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Not quitting even when they're down big in some games. And giving the 49ers a chance to win so many games, even though the offense has coughed away that opportunity so many times this season, who are also undermanned on that side of the ball. But there were quite a few good signs for the 49ers defense in this one. Russell Wilson only threw for 181 yards, and the Seahawks were only 4 of 12 on third downs. I like the development of Azeez Al-Shaair. Like, that guy's flying around right now at linebacker. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from Al-Shaair in the second half of the year, especially after they traded away Quan Alexander, and he's gotten more of an opportunity, and he's flying around looking a lot more athletic than he did to start his career. Russell Wilson hit Tyler Lockett twice for a first down on their first drive of the game. Al-Shaair tackle for loss. Armstead bats down a third and 13 pass away at the line of scrimmage. 49ers would force a punt, then come back and force a three and out and another punt on the Seahawks' second offensive drive of the game. The third offensive drive, though, for the Seattle Seahawks would net some points, the first points of the entire game, a 29-yard catch and run by running back Chris Carson, setting the Seahawks up there into field goal range. DK Metcalf did drop a third down slant, though, in the red zone that could have kept that drive alive, so they would have to settle for a field goal and go up 3-0. By the way, I love this. I mean, this is such an NFL, and in college DBs too, but I feel like in the NFL they play it up even more, and I love the attitude Witherspoon's been displaying the last couple of weeks here, but he was talking so much smack after that play to DK Metcalf, and is like, well, Witherspoon, you didn't really do anything. He just dropped it, and he was open. But he didn't care. Like, that's a win for a defensive back. And you see that all the time where they wave their arms and when a ball's incomplete, even though they didn't do anything to break up the play. That was one of those for Witherspoon. But I think just showing the attitude was important. And I think he needs to play with that edge. And we've seen him play so much better the last 2 weeks displaying that edge. So it's actually really good to see for Akello Witherspoon. Did he do enough? I don't know. To save his job with the 49ers as a free agent. Will he follow Saleh where he goes? Did he put enough on film for a team that maybe liked him in the draft that wants to give him a shot on their roster next year? We'll see how that goes in the offseason. Second quarter, DK sets the Seahawks franchise record for receiving yards and would finish the year with 1,282 yards receiving. Didn't really have a great game. Only caught three balls for 21 yards in this one. So the 49ers did a number on DK Metcalf, but then, as is the case when you put a lot of attention on one guy and basically they're playing off coverage on DK, then had a safety over the top of him pretty much the entire game. They wanted to make sure they limited DK, but that just opened things up on the other side one-on-one for Tyler Lockett, who had 12 catches for 90 yards and a pair of touchdowns. So it's a pick your poison situation with two very different wide receivers in Seattle. It's hard to cover them both and limit both guys at the same time, especially when you have a quarterback like Russell Wilson, who actually didn't have a great game statistically, but as we'll talk about in a moment, did display that trademark magic that he has. By the way, the DK Metcalf versus Akello Witherspoon matchup, I was hoping to see more targets that way and see them lined up on each other more, but DK was lined up more on the left side than he was on the right side. They did try that a few times. Witherspoon did a really good job, though, and was definitely in DK Metcalf's ear every single time. And I was thinking, oh, man, is he poking the bear? Is DK going to go off and let him have it at some point? And it never really happened. So good on Akello Witherspoon. Up to the challenge against a physical freak like DK Metcalf. And not backing down at all. And in fact, telling him all about it when there was an incomplete pass thrown his way. Same drive, Tyler Lockett sets a Seahawks franchise record for receptions in a season. Would end with triple digits, 100 catches on the year. A Niners defense, though, again, bends but does not break and holds the Seahawks to their second field goal of the game, 6-0. Fred Warner, welcome to the sack club, third down sack, his first of the season, which is kind of remarkable because he's pressured the quarterback quite a few times on blitzes, especially recently with Saleh dialing up more and more blitzes, and he did a lot of that and bringing a lot of extra pressure in this game on third downs at Russell Wilson, bringing multiple linebackers on this play, and it would result in a third down sack and a Seahawks punt. Next drive, another solid blitz late in the second quarter, bringing multiple guys at Russell Wilson, ends the first half with a Dante Johnson sack, who was coming along with Azeez Al-Shaair. Third quarter, Witherspoon, a really nice play covering Metcalf on a third down comeback route. Spoon ecstatic on that one, flexing, letting DK know about it. And this time it was him making the play. Like he made the play and broke it up. It wasn't like the DK just dropping it. So, yeah, some contact there, too, but glad the refs let that one play. Again, another three and out for the 49ers defense and a Seahawks punt. Love seeing this from Azeez Al-Shaair. It's something the 49ers haven't been great at this year, and it's chasing down athletic quarterbacks. Russell Wilson scrambling to his right. Al-Shaair was on it and chased him to the sideline. Russell Wilson, I think, maybe gained a yard. So it wasn't a sack or anything, but Al-Shaair showing the speed to chase Wilson all the way to the sideline. They had a little conversation afterwards where I think Wilson was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know you were that fast. It was one of those things. It wasn't like they were mad at each other or jawing at each other, but there was a little bit of a conversation there. I think Wilson gave him a little bit of, yeah, okay, I see you out here chasing me down. I thought I was going to get around the corner, but apparently not. That was followed by two straight incompletions and another Seahawks three and out and punt. Fourth quarter, late hit out of bounds by Dante Johnson and Fred Warner. Seahawks had 3 yards of offense in the second half before this drive. And all of a sudden, they just ignited. And they were in San Francisco territory quickly. And a lot of that with the help of that late hit penalty out of bounds. Wilson making magic in the red zone. Don't know how he got away from Kerry Hyder, but eventually he did and would find Tyler Lockett in the end zone, who goes down to get the Russell Wilson fastball. He put some zip on that one, by the way, so that was a great throw and catch. For a touchdown, Seahawks missed the extra point, which would make it a 16-12 score in the fourth quarter. Seahawks offense get the ball back, and they're just moving again, up-tempo, rattling off first downs. This was their best drive of the game following a touchdown drive, and you really felt the momentum here. It's like, uh-oh. Okay, Niners was a nice story. They were in this game, and all of a sudden it's like, yep, kind of know how it was going to go. You could really feel that with the 49ers. So more on how this game ended. I'll give out some game balls, and we'll talk about where the 49ers sitting now in the 2020 NFL draft. Coming up, Locked On 49ers. Man, I really love putting Built Bars to use. I talked a lot last week about how I love having them in my car. Have one in your car, especially if you're on a little bit of a drive, a road trip, or even a long commute. You don't pull over and get a burger and fries and throw down 1,000 calories. 130 calories in the salted caramel flavor of Built Bar. Just have a Built Bar. It's got this protein, 17 grams, that will tide you over. I guarantee that will tide you over. Have a Built Bar. They taste fantastic, so you will look forward to eating one. And it will tide you over, and it will give you that protein, and it will help you out if you need to do some heavy lifting, whether it's figuratively or literally later, if you're doing a workout, or if you're golfing, slip one in your golf bag. Perfect time to have a Built Bar to start the back nine. You'll feel good about it. It's not heavy, and who knows, might even improve your golf game. Built Bars are high in protein, high in fiber, but low calorie, low sugar, and covered in 100% real delicious chocolate. Soft and easy to chew, Built Bar is great for the health conscious folks out there. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. And best of all, you can go to BuiltBar.com and get 20% off with promo code Locked On. Go to BuiltBar.com, promo code Locked On. You'll get 20% off your next order of Built Bars. Okay, Niners defense did so good all day, but they would eventually, you know, they were bending and bending, and they would eventually break. But the Seahawks offense just started flying down the field, going a little bit up-tempo, first down after first down. A first down throw to DK Metcalf, a first down throw to Tyler Lockett, a Chris Carson first down run, two separate Russell Wilson scrambles for first downs. They would end up with a third and goal from the 5-yard line, throwing the DK fade. Ball, though, was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and with nice coverage by Jason Verrett on top of it, because the ball still kind of made its way over there. Verrett would break that one up, incomplete pass, setting up a fourth and goal. Seahawks going for it on fourth down. Tyler Lockett, touchdown pass from Russell Wilson. Lockett's 100th catch of the year. Crossing route, running all the way across the field from right to left, being chased by Akello Witherspoon. I mean, it's a really tough thing to cover for Akello, to cover that long of a route all the way across the field. And Russell Wilson just throwing a nice little rainbow. Lockett running underneath the lob for the touchdown, putting the Seahawks up 19-16 in the fourth quarter. Then the costly strip sack turnover by C.J. Beathard, giving the Seahawks offense a short field. Alex Collins' first down run, then Alex Collins' touchdown run, third touchdown for Seattle in the fourth quarter, giving them a 10-point, 26-16 lead. Then, instead of kneeling down, they wanted to get one last, a yard for David Moore. It was reported after the game that David Moore was like a yard short, or I don't remember what it was. He needed a little something to hit an incentive in his contract, and the Seahawks wanted to get him that, and Pete Carroll decided to run a play instead of kneeling on it. 49ers defense didn't like that, so then the next play when they actually did kneel on it, the 49ers are like, okay, well, we're going to play this out for real too. A little bit of a scrap to end the 2020 season. I guess it's only fitting for it to end that way, but they had recovered the onside kick. That game was over. Seahawks would be victorious 26-23 in week 17 and would be off to the playoffs while the 49ers go back home to Santa Clara. Kyle Shanahan packing his bags days early, anticipating getting back home. And now the 49ers have to do a lot of meeting, a lot of self-scouting, and start to figure out their plan to get better in 2021. 26-23, the final. Seattle Seahawks beating the San Francisco 49ers in the regular season finale. Niners ending their 2020 campaign with a 6-10 record. Not at all how anybody expected this one to go for San Francisco, ending the season playing home games in Arizona. I mean, what kind of a BS season was that? I'm not surprised Kyle Shanahan was happy that the season was over and was like, look, this was dumb. We're out of here, right? Let's go figure this thing out. So hopefully a lot better things to come in 2021 for the San Francisco 49ers. They will draft 12th overall in April. We'll talk a lot more about what the 49ers could potentially do with that selection. But right now, let's give out some game balls. And I think there are some well-deserved game balls in this one for the 49ers. And I'm going to start with the guy I've mentioned quite a bit there in this segment is cornerback Akello Witherspoon. And I snubbed him, according to some folks, last week with a game ball. And two in a row now, putting those games back-to-back to end the season. The way he played, I think, was the most important part. The confidence he's playing with, like literally flexing on guys. You didn't see that much from Akello Witherspoon. Playing physical. I loved seeing that from Akello. And he needs to keep that edge throughout the offseason. I think that'll really help him in the rest of his career, wherever he ends up as a free agent. So Akello Witherspoon getting a game ball in this one and doing, you know, as good of a job, I think, as you could expected for Akello starting these last couple of games for Richard Sherman. How about the new kid, Tristan Vizcaino, wearing number 7? We haven't seen that number 7 jersey in quite a while. And I mean, his kicks were straight and true and came off with some speed and like tightly end over end. There was no wobble at all. And he was kicking him hard. Like, it looked like he could have kicked a long field goal too, right? So I was impressed with the way the ball came off Tristan Vizcaino's foot. And he hit everything he was asked to kick in that game. So a game ball to Tristan Vizcaino, who for a while was the only guy putting up points for the San Francisco 49ers in this game, and called into action with short notice because longtime kicker, the veteran, Robbie Gould, just getting his contract reworked, was on COVID-19. So Tristan Vizcaino forced into action and did a really nice job for the 49ers. So props to Tristan Vizcaino, and who knows if he'll ever be around again in the NFL or with the 49ers. But man, from what I saw, you know, bring this guy to camp next year. Give Robbie Gould a little competition there. I know Gold's contract is now guaranteed, but that doesn't mean you can't trade him still, right? Or if he gets hurt or something like that, it'd be nice to have a Tristan Vizcaino, if he's going to kick like that, around in training camp next year. And with how bad some kickers have been around the league and how many teams have been really hurt by having an awful kicker, yeah, bring Vizcaino along. Develop yourself a backup kicker in case of emergency for the 49ers in 2021. And I'm going to give out game balls to the coaches. Robert Saleh, he leads the league in game balls. I feel like I've given him a game ball at least half of my episodes following games this year, and that's the reason why he's going to become a head coach. And he's already got an interview set up with the Falcons on Monday, and then he's got another interview set up with the Lions this week. He's probably going to get a head coaching job, and he's probably going to interview for more jobs than just those two. Those are just the ones he's already got set up. So Robert Saleh doing a great job dialing up blitzes, doing everything he can to help the 49ers defense out and give the ball back to the 49ers offense over and over again. They did it all season long and unfortunately came up on the short end of the stick in most games this year, but it's not because of the job Robert Saleh did, and he has really earned the opportunity to interview for a head coach job. And he doesn't really need to add anything to his resume as far as what his defenses have done and how his defenses play. It will be interesting to see what his plan is on offense, though, and if that might involve some 49ers assistance, if Saleh does in fact get a head coach job in 2021. And the head guy, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, it's really easy to see how the 49ers, even undermanned, if you just get some average quarterback play and a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over a whole bunch, the 49ers would have probably be in the playoffs right now. I mean, it only took 8-8 to get in the playoffs this year in the NFC, and the 49ers could have done it. The 49ers might have even won the division if they're playing in a division like the NFC East. So Kyle Shanahan, I think, did a pretty good job, and people are pointing at Shanahan for a lot of reasons. I think he has to own it. He has to own the record. He has to own the record of his teams as head coach because he's in charge of everything. He has to own the roster. He couldn't do anything about COVID. He couldn't do anything about all the injuries. I think maybe a lesson learned about how important quarterbacks are for him and having really good backups as well. So maybe that's something they'll take into the season. And this quarterback conversation obviously isn't done, but I think both Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh have to get game balls in this one, despite the loss, for what they've overcome in a lot of ways all season long in you know, one of the most adverse situations I can remember for a 49ers team with the hand they were kind of dealt coming into a season where they expected to be very good and expected to go back to the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, honorable mentions to the LA Chargers, the Minnesota Vikings, and the New England Patriots for winning Sunday, allowing the 49ers to sneak up from pick 15 to pick 12, and they almost got into the top 10. If the Cowboys would have won, and Jerry Jeudy with a 92-yard touchdown reception for the Denver Broncos late in that fourth quarter of that game, unfortunately, the Broncos weren't able to hold on. And the Raiders came back and kicked a two-point conversion instead of kicking late in that game to win by 1 point over the Broncos, or the Niners could have almost snuck up into the top 10 there. But they end up picking 12. The Niners will be picking 12th overall, by the way, which is the pick that Deshaun Watson was selected, even though he was expected to be a top three pick when we were talking about the 2017 draft in January of that year. So a lot can change. The 49ers are in a good spot to do what they need to do in the NFL draft as they see fit, whether it's draft a quarterback or draft another position, or if it's move up or move down. The 49ers are in a good spot at pick number 12, and we will talk probably every single episode about what the 49ers could potentially do with that number 12 overall pick and the rounds following as well. And if that's what you want to get into tomorrow, let me know. Tuesday, getting into the mailbag, hit me on Twitter at BDPeacock, and we will talk about whatever you want to talk about as we head into the offseason right here, Locked On 49ers.